Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
It's February, and I'm excited that Listen In with K&N will be honoring Black History Month. Now, for today's show, I'll be featuring some Black Girl Magic as I welcome in Miss Charity Lynette on today's edition of Listen In with K&N. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag Listen.
Time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
Do Good Sports Athlete of the Week, I'll be honoring Canadian figure skater Megan Dumel. Now, I'm honoring Megan because if you didn't hear the story already, it's really a feel-good story. She rescued a dog from the South Korean dog meat trade. Now, Dumel is a two-time world champion, but her biggest goal right now is that she hopes that other animal-loving athletes will take the opportunity to save canines during this year's Olympics. Now, if you don't know about her, she's a vegan figure skater that rescued a dog named Mute, destined for a dog meat farm from the country during a visit last February, according to the New York Post. But not only did she save that dog, she also saved another dog that she brought back to Montreal to be adopted out by another family. Now, if you don't know about this whole dog meat trade and how many dogs are getting slaughtered, right now in South Korea, there are close to 2 million dogs that are raised on meat farms in horrible, horrible, horrible conditions each and every year, and then they are slaughtered to be served as a delicacy. Dog meat dishes can be found throughout the entire country, including right now where the Olympics is in Pyeongchang. Now, she plans to bring another dog meat farm survivor dog home on her return from this year's Olympics in Pyeongchang. But guess what? She's not stopping there. She wants other athletes to join the cause, even if they can't adopt them. She just wants them to help get the dogs out so they can be adopted by families that will love and take care of them. So for that, it's my honor to once again congratulate Megan for earning honors as this week's Kelsey's Do Good Athlete of the Week, presented right here on Listen In with K&N on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. It's now time for a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with our special guest.
Jerry's Burger Spot has all your Friday night tailgating favorites, from their never-frozen burger, fresh-cut fries, ice cream, and milkshakes. Jerry's Burger Spot offers the best lunch, and if you desire a fresh handmade burger or some delicious ice cream like Mom used to make, stop by Jerry's Burger Spot at 3815 Jefferson Park Road, Prince George, Virginia, right off 36 near Fort Lee. Jerry's Burger Spot. Remember when.
Welcome back to Listen In with K&N, the sports sound of the district and beyond. It's now the time to get into the show and welcome in our special guests, the CEO of Curvy Chick Fitness, Miss Charity Lynette. Charity, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. I love the energy and enthusiasm. Welcome to Listen In with K&N.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a true pleasure. And honestly, I love the work that you're doing. But if you don't mind, I want to quickly get through your introduction and your bio, just so for people that don't know you, they can get a little bit more affiliated with you, if that's okay.
Awesome.
All right, wonderful. So over the past year, Ms. Lynette, the CEO of Curvy Chick Fitness and celebrity trainer, has been raising awareness about healthy living and fitness in urban communities throughout the world. In 2018, Ms. Lynette has been tapped to represent such household names such as Lane Bryant, You Can Superstarch, and Alkazone Alkaline Water. Partnering with Jackrabbit Stores, Ms. Lynette has also launched a series of running events around the city called A Healthy Heart New York. Luminaries like Super Bowl champions Brandon Marshall and Bernard Pierce, both currently with the Denver Broncos, plus Love and Hip Hop New York stars Sophie Green and Samantha Wallace, have all joined Miss Lynette in encouraging New Yorkers to get fit. Inspired to help everyone live longer, healthier lives by the tragic loss of her mother to heart disease, Miss Lynette has drawn on her experience running Curvy Chick Fitness to branch out, launching her own TV show. It's entitled What's in Your Basket. The program unpacks people's food and lifestyle choices and offers them healthier alternatives and tips. The series is slated to be carried on various streaming networks, including Roku, Apple TV, New TV, Clearly TV, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. There's also an exciting It's Your Body Challenge, which featured Miss Lynette and TLC legendary band superstar Chili. Miss Lynette also enjoys a strong public following, as evidenced by her many media appearances in print, online, and multimedia platforms, among them the New York Daily News, AM New York, and Black Enterprise. Wow, Charity, I don't know what you haven't done, but I love that you really incorporated fitness into the career. So I have to ask you, Charity, I mean, why has fitness, I mean, was it always an important part of your life growing up, or like when did that kind of hit you in your career that you knew you wanted to dedicate your life to fitness and making others fit?
Well, I've always played sports. So starting like probably before junior high, it was always like dancing. It wasn't until high school that I got involved with basketball. So it's definitely been a part of my life, but I definitely feel like it's not the same as it is now. You know, playing basketball is for fun, and I get to hang out with my friends, and we travel, and I'm not thinking like, oh, this is good for my heart, and it's going to help me live longer. You know, like that's just not your first thoughts. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're like 15.
Right, you're young, right? You're just having fun.
Right. So it wasn't until probably after the loss of my mom and then just having, like, my transformation, you know, and people asking me and wanting to know certain things. And, like, in the very, very beginning, you know, this was before, you know, becoming a fitness person on Instagram was kind of like a thing. So it just, you know, that was definitely my turning point. Was when people were, like, asking me, then it was like, you know what, I'm giving a lot of free advice here.
Right. Right, capitalize on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, okay, so you talked about your transformation. What exactly was your transformation?
I mean, it definitely was, my body was, you know, transformed, but it definitely started, like, mentally.
Okay.
I just started to just rethink, like, how I was doing a little bit of everything. You know, it really wasn't necessarily just about the food and exercise. So, you know, everything else in my life, honestly, was, like, messed up. So what I could control was food and exercise, and so that was kind of something that that kind of helped me through everything else that I was going to mentally. So,
okay,
yeah, it definitely was something that kind of, you know, definitely like an outlet for sure.
Right, that you use. And I guess, I mean, I always hear people talk about, you know, oh, they changed their life around and they got fit. I mean, but how are you able to build up to that? Because I'm sure you didn't wake up one day and all of a sudden you knew you were doing 200 push-ups, right? Like, how did you build yourself up to the fitness level that you're at now?
Honestly, like, it's just, that's just the first step. Like, the journey, it took me a journey to be where I'm at now. Obviously, losing my mom was something that stayed with me, like, to the thoughts of her and just what could have changed, and then losing my grandmother later to similar, you know, scenario. It just was something I was just like, I can't. You literally just get, like, one life. And when you think about it as one life, one body, I'm able to, you know, like, my body is able to do this work. So it's, like, that is kind of how you have to honor it, you know. So it just, I don't know, like, you just, it's one of those things where you kind of have to keep going. And I felt like I was in a position to where, you know, I couldn't let myself down. I couldn't let people down that were around me. And I thought of, you know, if something happened to me, like, how many people would be affected if I wasn't here because I chose to eat this instead of that.
Right,
so,
right.
It's,
and then
just,
I guess,
I don't know, it's a lot of trial and error, too. Like, some stuff, like, I didn't understand the nutrition part of things, so I definitely was, like, a yo-yo dieter, you know, because I definitely loved working out, but, you know, the food portion wasn't there, so it was definitely, like, I'd gain 20, you know, lose 20, gain 20, but it wasn't until, you know, probably, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was like, you know what, okay, this food situation is definitely major key, definitely.
Right, and I mean, it's the hard part, I feel like, right, because I feel like I think working out is probably easier for some people, but then it's that food part, right? That's so hard because, you know, you walk by, you smell something good, you want to go eat it, you know you shouldn't, but you're like, oh, it's fine, right?
In a city like New York of all places. Like,
oh, my gosh, right, where there's food everywhere, right?
Right?
Like, it's hard to make that choice. But, I mean, how does a person maybe that wants to get fit, right? Let's talk about the food part. I mean, what's kind of a good way to start if you're not the best eater but you want to eat healthy, you know, but you're not ready to make that full, healthy, you know, every day, every meal type of transition?
Okay, so I feel like people have one of two options. you can find your one thing, or you can find, okay, so we clearly have a list of things that we could do better, like no soda, no coffee, no no sugar, no salt, no meat, whatever it is that their thing is that they do too much of. I recommend that you take, like, one of those things. Like, if soda is really a problem for you or sugary drinks are really a problem, start with that. Start with, like, I normally drink 4 a day. Well, now I'm down to 2. So that way, one, you can celebrate your small victories, and you can just kind of notice when you're doing less and realizing, like, okay, I normally have 4 sodas, but today I had 2, and I'm okay. So next week, let's go ahead and, like, take away that 2 a day and make it down to 1.5. You could do that. And then, two, it's just, like, I personally feel like people know what they shouldn't be eating. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not dumb. We're adults.
Right.
So let's be real. A cheeseburger with bacon, cheddar cheese, mayonnaise, ketchup, their secret sauce. Like, come on now. You've got to know that.
You just
right?
know.
Like,
you shouldn't be eating
real.
It.
So I also feel like telling people, I tell my clients, eat real food. Eat whole foods. Like, eat food that literally grows from the ground. You know, I'm plant-based, so it's easier for me now. But even still, sometimes I struggle. I'm like, okay, rice and fish or rice and squash again. You know what I mean? But stick to foods that grow. You can't go wrong with foods that are grown for us to be here, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Get the foods that grow. Because I feel like that's easy to remember, right? Next time you're in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Get the ones that are natural.
A tree, a bush, like, and that has nothing to do with the middle aisles in the grocery store. That's all on the outside. So you don't be confused.
Right. That's good, right? You don't have to do all the trips to the grocery store.
Yep.
Just walk around the edges. Oh, I like that a lot. And so, I mean, of course, I think fitness is a huge component of it. So we talked about the nutrition side, but then what's a good way on the fitness side then to get yourself, you know, fit if you're not a person that works out every day? I mean, how do you train your body up to get to that fitness level?
Gradually, take your time. People underestimate the power of walking. I know, you know, our weather can get crazy here in New York, but if you're a train rider, subway rider, bus rider, get off your stop a couple of stops earlier, later. At work, take the elevator versus the stairs. If you have a desk job and you're sitting majority of the time, like, get up every hour, go up and down a couple flights of stairs. Like, I'm not saying do a full-on 30-minute workout in the middle of your day, but if you're at the office for 8 hours and you take 5 minutes, like, you know, you're going on 30 minutes right there. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that you can just, you know, oh, I've never worked out, but all of a sudden, because now you want to lose weight, you are going to work out 5 days a week at an hour. Like, that's not it's not going to happen because you weren't doing that.
Right.
So
it's not realistic.
Literally the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's the same thing. Just baby step it until you are at a pace or you're at a position where it's like, okay, either one, get an accountability partner, two, hire a professional, because those type of people are going to get you more motivated to work out. You know, they're going to hold you.
Right. It's always nice to have someone that's kind of pushing you, because I think that's the hard part, right, of working out, especially when you're by yourself. You can kind of teach yourself. But when you have somebody with you.
Yeah, or even just have someone just have people in your life that do it. They don't not necessarily are, like, bugging you, like, oh, come to the gym with me. But if you're constantly around people who work out, eventually, like, it's going to happen for them, you know, because it's constantly in their atmosphere. I've changed people who I've, like, worked with because they see me working out. They see me eating certain things. Like, I also work at a salon. And even the girls there, they're drinking smoothies. They're eating salads versus having, you know, some of the foods they were having before. So it's just being around those people is definitely influential to yourself.
Okay, right. So your environment matters is what I'm hearing you say. Like, the people around you, because sometimes you might not even think it's influencing you, but it is. And then you'll probably, you know, start to think, oh, maybe I shouldn't be eating that. They've been eating bananas. Maybe I should too. So that's a good thing to think about. And I know you say you're based in New York. So I want to hear more about this series of running events that you launched, A Healthy Heart New York. Where did that idea stem from and what exactly is it?
Okay, so the idea came from because I work at a running store part-time. But what happens at this store is people come in, whether they're seasoned runners or new runners or people just wanting to get into running, we fit people for running shoes. So you come in, we put you on the treadmill, we record you, we watch what your feet do, and that lets us know the type of shoe you should be in. And so then from there, we'll bring up shoes based off of that, and then, you know, customer just kind of figures it out. But anyways, each of those stores, we have, I think, 5 locations in New York. Each store has a group run, and it's usually like 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know, people from the neighborhood will come in. We have lockers. We have water. And they, you know, put their stuff away, and they go out for a group run. And so my publicist had called me and asked me about Brandon Marshall coming, and, you know, how could we figure this out? What could we do?
Yeah.
What do you think would be cool? I was like, we could totally do, like, a group run. And obviously the super fast people, you know, can obviously run with a professional football player, you know,
right.
And the people who, you know, are a different pace, you know, could totally run with me. And so we just thought it'd be a good idea to really get, like, a super athlete for the people that are fast. And, you know, Charity
right.
can kind of, you know, bring up the rear and, you know, motivate people who feel like just because they're not running fast doesn't mean, like, they should not be proud of what they're doing. So
right.
that was actually really cool because it allows us to showcase the different levels of running. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we come back to the store. There's usually snacks. Depending on, like, you know, which celebrities are there, obviously we want to have press for them. So we have some media outlets come and everyone does interviews. And then at the end of the event, I usually do, like, a live Q&A with our, you know, celebrity guest runners and stuff. And so that's actually really cool because then, you know, people get to find out certain things and workout regimens that, you know, football players do or a reality
right.
star that they've seen on TV, you know. So it's kind of
yeah.
cool that that's an
I
option.
Like that a lot, you know, especially that you said the different running styles. Because, like, I know me, I always say I want to do a marathon, but I'm always so scared, Charity, because I'm like, I haven't ran in a long time, and I don't want to come in
yeah,
last.
Here's the
right?
thing, there's so many people, you're not going to finish the top 20, so.
Right, right. I mean, I'm not, you know, you can't think that. But
yeah,
that's
no,
why I think
totally
it's so good you have those different running styles, and I love that idea that you said. You know, and then I think it makes you feel more comfortable when, you know, you have a group of people that are like you, kind of running that same pace. Because, right, not everyone's going to keep up with, like, a Brandon Marshall, right, who works out
heck
every
no.
day.
It's the most
we
ball,
wish we
like
could.
A five-minute mile, get out of here.
Right, like, we wish we could, but, you know, it's just not possible. So I like that you formed all that, and I really like that you picked, you know, used some of your experience from your part-time job to even form this. Like, it seems like you put a lot into it. So, I mean, how do people get involved if they want to do this Healthy Heart in New York? Like, when is it, and then where can they find out more information about it?
You could definitely follow Curvy Chick Fitness Official on Instagram, Charity Lynette okay. Official on Instagram, because we'll always post. The thing about it is it's not like every Thursday or once a month.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends on the guest and, like, when they're visiting and stuff.
Okay.
So we'll always obviously post on social networking, but we were looking to kind of do it, like, every 2 months, every 3 months. And so the last one we had Paris Garcia. She runs for the Puerto Rico International Team. So
okay.
we just had her back in, I want to say November, maybe it was December. So we're
mm-hmm.
getting close to, you know, actually needed another one. And so since we're taping for the show soon, I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to slide in another run. But just follow
yeah.
the social networking and you'll totally know when we have it.
Very cool. Definitely will do. And then, I mean, you talked about the show, so I want to touch on that. You're launching your own TV show. What's in your basket? I mean, what exactly, where did the idea stem from for this show, and then what is it about?
Okay, so the funny part about the show is it originally was like, okay, I would literally be in, like, a bodega, a 7-Eleven, or corner store, just,
uh-huh.
like, minding my business looking for something to eat. And literally, you know, New York, there's always someone in a store. And
mm-hmm.
people will come up to me and be like, oh, you look fit. You look healthy. What are you eating? And I'm like, really? So it's like, well, I'm going to get these almonds. I'm going to get this banana. Like,
uh-huh.
It was never something that, like, a lifelong, like, dream or goal, you know? And so
right.
I would come home and tell my publicist, and he would be laughing because it's always, like, sometimes it'd be a guy. You know, sometimes guys just, like, look for a reason to talk to you or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
it was always, like, some kind of funny story behind it. And so finally, he was like, you need a show, because clearly if people are just, like, asking you, they need to know, you know?
Right.
So that's, like, literally how the show started.
I love that.
It was so fun.
People
and, like,
asking the questions helped.
But it would just, I would, like, look around when someone would ask me, and I'm just like, there's, like, 15 people in this store. Like, why
right.
is it that you're asking me? But, you know, I stand
right.
out. I'm 6 feet tall. I usually have, like, big curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in running tights. You know, I stand out in a little bit of a store sometimes, so. It just used to crack me up because I'm just like, why are you asking me this?
Right. They come up to you. But I love that now a TV show is formed from it. So, I mean, what's the TV show going to look like? Like, what can people expect from it?
They definitely can expect, I definitely would say, emotion because, you
okay.
know, some of the women, like, some of their issues, I don't want to say issues, but some of the things they have going on is not I feel like, you know, when people struggle with certain things when it comes to, like, food and exercise, there's other things going on. So they
mm-hmm.
definitely can expect, like, real, raw emotion because that's just how it is. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, that's just, that's emotion. And so we are going to do like grocery store trips, just showing people how to shop, how to season their food, how to cook their food. Obviously, workouts are going to be incorporated. You know, we're going to take them through the whole shoe fitting process. They're going to learn about sneakers. There's going to be a lot of information. We have a doctor on board who is going to help with exams. We have some physical therapy office that's going to take us through, you know, some of the benefits of, you know, or the challenges of extra weight and what it's going to, you know, relatively do to your body over time. So it's definitely going to be a lot of information. I think it's going to be helpful because what's going to be helpful is the fact that I'll be relatable to a lot of the viewers. You know,
right.
I feel like we have definitely a ton of programs where, you know, there's a really muscly guy or there's like a small girl, you know, 100 pounds, 5'2", but it's like, it's different. I feel like if you've never really been like big or had an eating problem, like you don't really know, like how can you get the point across? You
right.
know, how can you empathize with people if you don't really understand, you know? So mm-hmm. I think that's something that's helpful. I've been there. I've been through my own journey. I've struggled. I still have certain struggles. And I think
right.
that's good for people to see that now. You know, they've seen my journey and my transformation. But I still have a problem with certain sweets. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I think that that's definitely something that.
I'm already excited just from hearing you talk about it. I mean, what I would ask you then, what are your overall goals for this show? Like, what goals have you set for yourself, you know, for this show to be, let's say, you know, a couple years from now? Or have you even thought about that far?
Yeah, you know, when we talk, we're always like, oh, well, season one, like, obviously
mm-hmm.
wanting to have more seasons and stuff. But, I mean, I just want it to be something where people can get information, something
okay.
where people, you know, will put them in a good mood, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, we're going to be talking about some very serious topics, but I'm also kind of silly, so hopefully
right.
there's some good laughter in there, you know, just something that makes people feel good and make them feel better maybe about what they're going through and just letting them know, like, you're not alone. Like, you clearly can't be alone with, you know, the numbers of obesity in America, you know? So.
Right. It's like a support system thing, I feel
yeah.
like. You know, you're letting me, you're there for them, and you went through it.
Yeah,
so I think that'll connect
yeah, exactly.
A lot of people, you know. And I feel like fitness now, too, is kind of a thing. It seems like everybody has always wanted to be fit, but I feel like now it's kind of more a trend, like you were saying. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
Instagram models that have made a career, right, off of just fitness
mm-hmm.
photos and, you know, things of that nature and workouts and things like
right.
that. So, I mean, how do you kind of want your show to differentiate from other, let's say, fitness shows that there are right now?
I think that people, I think that some stuff is like, you know, certain trainers try to get certain clients to get down to like, you know, 15% body fat, 20%
mm-hmm.
body fat. Like, I don't necessarily train people who are doing like fitness competitions. That's totally
right.
not what Curvy Chick Fitness is about.
Okay.
But I think that, how am I trying to word this? We want people to want to work out. Obviously, some
okay.
people just don't want to and they hate it, you know. But the point is to get you to realize, like, how important it is. And just because you do work out and you are eating better, your goal is not to be, you know, size 7, size 6.
Right.
Size 2, you know what I mean? It's not to be skinny. It's just about being a healthier version of yourself.
I like that, a healthier version of yourself, right? And like you said, you're not trying to make people, you know, like you said, get down to these super skinny sizes. It's just about
making
yourself
comfortable.
Never,
never. And not to say super, and if that's your goal,
right.
I'm not trying to say that what it should is, you know, that shouldn't be your goal to be,
right.
you know, a size 2. If you want to be a 2, then go ahead. Like, that's your goal. That's fine. There's totally nothing wrong with that. But
right.
I think there's a good portion of women who don't want to be that 2, but they don't want to be that 300 pounds neither, you know.
Right, right. So just finding
something medium
that's a good ground
and still feel
for
good about yourself and still be healthy, you know. According to the charts, I'm still technically obese, but that's clearly not the case.
Right.
You know?
And that just shows, you know, anybody can get fit and healthy. And I feel like your show is for that, you know, that anybody can do it. And I love, you know, I'm just inspired by hearing you talk. I'm definitely going to have to check it out. And also, I mean, I keep hearing you say Curvy Chick Fitness. And, of course, we can't do this interview without asking you more in-depth details about this. I mean, where did the idea come from, the form Curvy Chick Fitness?
So I spoke with Ernest. Ernest is my publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, fitness wasn't on the radar the way that it is now. Originally, when
okay.
I came to New York, it was to model. So that was always just, you know, that was just always my focus. Like, I need to get
right.
this together for my book, my hair, my this, trying to develop my look. And so in the meantime, I had, you know, how you're, you know, looking on the internet, just trying to find opportunities. I saw that he had had a posting looking for models, and I'm like, is this like one of those janky, like shady people who try
and
to get
your
money?
There are those, right?
No, it is. It's real. And I was, mm-hmm. and I literally had been in New York probably like 6 months, maybe four at the time. So I just responded to the ad, and then it was like, you know, he emailed me back. We showed pictures. It was going back and forth, and then finally we talked on the phone and just told him my story. You know, I told him about my mom and just that whole transformation. Literally we were on the phone for probably like 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
And he just was like, well, why don't you just train other women? Because he's like, let's be real, you know, modeling is great and all, but, like, you need something after that. And that's something I think that some people in the entertainment don't necessarily think about, you know. So,
right,
like, you want to develop a brand, and modeling is great, but at one point you're not going to have the looks that you have, and you want to be able to have something that could support you. And so he just was like, why aren't you training people? And I'm like, I don't know, I never even thought of it in that way. I just work out because I know I need to. And so
right.
he's just like, well, let's do a fitness shoot and let's just kind of go from there and see what happens. And so
wow.
we literally did a photo shoot at Coney Island. And I think I used the hashtag Curvy Girl Fitness at first. And he's like, I love
okay.
that name. We need to use that name. And I'm like,
yeah.
okay.
You're
and
like, okay,
I
right.
Look, and I Googled the name, but there's this girl in Alabama who uses it as a like a boxing studio, I think.
Oh,
so I was like,
okay.
Got it. We need another word for girl, because I didn't want to use any name that was already out there. I didn't care what state it was in. I
right,
didn't care.
Right.
I just wanted a name that no one had used. And so my mm-hmm. aunt always says chick, like, it's chick this, chick that. I'm never really offended by it, but just the way she says it, I don't know, I guess you'd have to hear her. So then
uh-huh.
I was like, chick, Curvy Chick Fitness. Like, that totally
yeah.
works. And that's literally how the name came about.
Wow, that's such a cool story with it. And, you know, I like that it's Curvy Chick Fitness, because it seems
yeah.
like in the name you're embracing, you know, a woman, curves are good, right? You can still be fit with
right.
curves. And I feel like, you know, that's
right.
what you're kind of trying to show. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's another thing people don't under, can, I think people get confused, Charity, you know, is it possible to still, you know, be fit with curves? And I feel like that's what your name
absolutely.
Implies.
Absolutely. Like, here's the thing, like, every woman has curves. So even if you're size
mm-hmm.
two, like, you have hips, you have a behind,
right.
and you have boobs. Like, I feel like it's more of just a word for woman. Versus, like, to identify your size. Because I have a client, she's a very petite girl, and I've had people,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Insta stories, I'll show her workout and stuff, and people are like, well, why are you training her? She's so skinny. And I'm just like, that's not the point. She wants a better version of her body. She's a,
right.
she's, you know, she's a petite person. Doesn't mean her petiteness isn't soft. You know, it doesn't mean that she still needs to work out, you know, and it's really funny watching us in the gym, because I can tell people watch us and trying to, like, figure out what's going on, and then they realize, like, I'm training her. The side eyes that we get are just funny, because you can see it registering in people's eyes. Like, why is she training with her? I thought it would be the other way around, you know?
Right, right. Well, like
you
said, I mean, that's what society thinks, right? They think, you know, automatically if you're skinny, they think you're fit.
Right.
You know, but that still means, it doesn't mean, you know, you don't want to get, I know people, you know, who are very slim, but for instance, you know, when they run a long time, they get very tired, because it's still about fitness. It's not just about
right.
how people look. And so you obviously train everyone. And then, like I said, I feel like your name is very comforting in the fact that, you know, it's okay to embrace those curves.
It is.
I think sometimes that message gets, you know, it gets lost sometimes when you see some of these workout people on videos or on TV, you know, so many of them look the same, but that's
yeah.
why I love
well,
that you embrace
and
that.
Natural curves too. Like, and let's be real, we know some of
mm-hmm.
these people, you know, if you decide to get surgery, that's
mm-hmm.
fine. That's your
right.
goal, and that's, you can afford it, and that's what you want to do to your body. By all means, you can do that, but that's not what everyone else can do.
Right.
And so to be able to show people certain exercises that can get you certain results, I think that's important too.
Right. And I mean, also, Charity, I think another thing that we can connect with is that we're both African-American women. And in the African-American community, you know, it's one where obesity is a big problem. Heart disease is a big problem. You know, so why is it so important to you kind of as an African-American woman to be a role model to the minority community?
I feel like it's a void that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say no one else is, you know, not doing it, but I feel like there's just – I don't see, I mean, maybe in the mainstream where someone's doing that.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I feel like that's something that a space that I feel confident that I could feel, just because it is important. We are like the backbone of everything, and if we don't take care of ourselves, then everything, it just, you know.
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's so true. Like you said, I mean, we have to take care of ourselves, and the biggest investment you can make in yourself is by you doing, you know, the right things. And then just staying on Curvy Chick Fitness, so if someone, let's say someone wanted to join or be a part of it, I mean, how does one go about it? And what does it kind of look like? I mean, how do you work out with people? Is it only in New York, or, you know, do you do it virtually for people that want to join it from other parts of the country? How does that work?
So I'm currently working on, I'm working on an app, and I'm working on virtual training. So
oh, cool.
A business type mogul, and she's helping me just kind of help formulate everything and build content for that. So
okay.
Like right now, I just have personal clients that either I travel to them, they come to me, work out outside. I'm also getting a space where I can do like small group workouts, but that's you know, that would definitely be in Brooklyn and the city. But I'm working on those things because I have a lot of people who, you know, would really be interested in virtual training. They've been asking me for a while. And so I'm just like, man, get on that.
Right. And it seems like
yeah.
you are. And I know that'll be exciting because, you know, I'm sure so many people want to be a part. And obviously you're doing something right. I mean, I love just in your bio how many brands that you, you know, have gotten to represent, like Lane Bryant and,
yeah.
and brands like that. So how has that felt, you know, to get to represent these brands?
Yeah, it's almost surreal because I remember, you know, being in Oregon and just like looking at certain things and just wanting to be a part of it. And then I look up, I moved to New York, and like 4 years later, I'm around those same people I kind of would look up to or stalk, and women just in the plus size industry that are doing things. And the fact that I'm just hanging out with them, or, you know, I'm training them, you know, that stuff just, it like blows my mind a little bit. Like the Lane Bryant. A really big deal to, you know, like as a plus size model, like that's the goal, is to get close to these brands and to work with them and be part of the representation. And the fact that I was just made me so happy.
Well, that's so exciting, like, because I can hear it in your voice. You know, I love your energy, you know, in your passion. And, you know, I hear you say plus size model, and I feel like we hear that nowadays. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, how in the world is she plus size, right? Because,
sure,
I mean, plus size means so many different things, right, to so many different people. So what is a plus size model, in your opinion? Like, you know, what does that mean?
I mean, technically in the industry, a plus size model is, like, pretty much anyone that's a size 8 and over.
Okay.
But me personally, I'm not offended by it because that's just describing kind of like my size.
Okay.
So basically a plus size model is pretty much double digits. So, I mean, I'm a 12-14. I'm not offended by that. I'm not upset by that at all because that's, like I said, just like explaining, you know, the body type. If a woman is a size 15 or, you know, a size 18, she needs to be looking under, you know, it's more of a category of like where to find these clothes. You know what I mean? So if certain sizes were mixed in with other sizes, it's, I don't know, I don't want to say confusing, but at the same time, like, if you're wanting a shop, you just want, don't you just, wouldn't it be easier to go to your section where you can find everything versus everything being mixed in? And then certain tops might not come in your size. You're like, oh, is it not in the size, or am I not in the right space? So shopping-wise, I just think it's better to have plus-size clothes separately just because it's better, I think, for the consumer to know exactly where to go.
Right. And that makes perfect sense. And I want to get back to your TV show because I know there's also a part that we didn't get to touch on, but it's your body challenge. And I know that's where you featured Chili, who everybody remembers from TLC. Well, hopefully there might be some young people listening, but Chili from TLC.
Look it up.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
That was crazy. Like, the fact that I even talked on the phone for, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, am I talking to Chili? Is this, like, real life? Like, I was, like, by myself, too. I just kept, like, looking in the mirror, like, I'm talking to Chili on the phone. Like, it's blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's super sweet. She just talked about her food regimen and the things, like, she eats and doesn't eat. And, obviously, you've seen her body. You've seen her skin.
Gosh,
you see her hair. Like, that is a reflection of, you know, feeding your body the right things and stuff. But it was actually really fun. A lot of people participated in the video. You know, we just wanted women to realize, like, move your body. Like, you don't have to do anything super structured. You could dance while you cook. Like, girls, you know, did full-on workouts. Some girls were just dancing with their, you know, with their kids. Like, it was really fun to see the different things that people came up with.
Wow. I mean, that is so cool. And like I said, I mean, Chili is like, every time I see her, I'm like, body goals, because she looks amazing, even at her age. And like you said, it's just taking care of herself, though, right?
Yeah.
And it's something
that
we could all attain, you know, your own body goals.
Yeah, she's very strict with her.
Wow. And she, I mean, you can tell, right? She looks amazing.
And her son is the same way. She's like, she does the same thing. She tells her son's parent or the parents of his friends, like, yeah, there's no soda. There's no none of that over here.
Wow. But see, that's good, right? Because she's teaching her son good habits as well. And I'm sure he'll, you know, continue to be healthy and strong. And obviously it reflects in, I think, the way you look. And, I mean, somebody else that you had a chance, I know that's also a celebrity that you had a chance to recently interview, was Eagles defensive end Brian Braman. I mean, how was that interviewing him? And, you know, what were you kind of doing with him? How did that interview go?
It actually went really well. It turns out we're from the same state. He's from Spokane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we talked to him. That's how I started. he was good. He was real chill, sweet guy. His energy was good. We talked like at a photo shoot. So, I also found out that he modeled a little bit. So we kind of touched on that too. Obviously, we talked about how they eat and, you know, the transition of eating in college. Then obviously the NFL, where you eat is totally different. So.
Right.
We just talked about that, and he just even just noticing, obviously, his performance and the difference in his own body, just cleaning up what he ate, and, that was interesting. I didn't know they get weighed every week in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It better make that weight.
Yeah, they get fined for it. That blew my mind when he was telling me about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, athletes go through so much, right? So obviously they definitely have to watch what they eat because obviously every pound matters. And it's so cool that you got to interview him from the Eagles. And, of course, they just won the Super Bowl. So I know he's
all right. Like, you guys just won a game a couple weeks ago, right?
Right, the biggest game there is, right?
All right, that's the game
cool
real
that
quick.
You got to talk to. And also speaking of which, so you've interviewed celebrities and you've done all that great stuff, but then also you've gotten awards and recognition for this, so people are watching and recognizing.
Yeah,
so.
I see.
Plus
I didn't
size
even know.
Mag. How was it to be featured in Plus Size magazine?
A lot of that stuff is just kind of surreal. Like I look at newspaper clippings and like magazines, and I'm like, my publicist is working.
He's doing his job right.
Yeah, sure.
That is so cool. And then also, I mean, I thought this was so cool that you were named one of the top 35 women to watch in 2018 and Women Doing It Big magazine. I mean, how did that feel to be featured, you know, you and then so many other incredible women, you know, just for all the great stuff that you do?
Yeah, it just, honestly, like I looked at the picture for probably like 35 minutes, just like staring at it. But I think it makes me feel good because I feel like I'm obviously like on the right track. And
right.
I feel like, you know, I didn't really know. I think, you know, when everyone starts college, you have a different idea of, like, what you're going to do with life and stuff.
Right.
And I felt like I never really knew. Like, I have kind of, like, an artistic side, so I really thought I'd be into, like, interior decorating or something more like that. But just being able to find something that I enjoy so much and that impacts lives, like, that was just kind of surreal because that's what I was being recognized for.
Wow.
You know, and being someone to of that nature to watch and just being next to certain women on that page, I just was like, it really like blows your mind a little bit.
Wow. And so out of all the awards that you have gotten, which one has meant, or let's say awards and recognition that you have gotten, which one means the most to you and why?
I asked you for this question. I probably would say that last one.
Okay.
Women Doing It Big. You're making me think. I've done, like, there's so many things.
I put you on the spot.
Because I think it was because it was the women that I was included in, the category I was included in with.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was even more of it than versus just, like, having to do anything about me and myself. It was just the women that I was able to, like, stand next to and be like, you know, it's women that I admire myself. So to be included amongst them was just like, oh, wow.
Wow. So exciting. Because, I mean, just so proud of you for all the great work that you're doing. And, I mean, I want to know, Charity, what else do you have coming up? What can we expect from you if you have any more new projects?
Right now, the show is the project.
I got you. It's taking all your time.
to be talking about stuff, to be doing a shot sheet, to be doing locations and scheduling everything and getting checks from the sponsors, like, sometimes I just, like, sit in my room and, like, look around, like, is this really happening? And then I look at pictures, and I'm like, yeah, this is real. It's happening.
It's so cool to see it, you know, come off the ground, I'm sure, for you, you know, and now you're seeing it. And you're, like you said, you're looking at the shot sheets. Like, it's really happening.
Yeah.
I can imagine how exciting that is for you. And before I let you go, Charity, I mean, I just want to know from you, I mean, what do you want people to remember most about you and the work that you do?
These are good questions.
Thank you.
I would say I want them to remember that it's genuine and it's from the heart and it's real.
Okay.
Like my clients, like I have like certain relationship with like each of my clients. I don't feel like I have someone that I'm just like, that's just another body to work out.
Okay.
That makes sense. I feel like we like have a certain type of relationship, whether they're a workout client or like a hair client. Sometimes I have clients that are both, but it's like real and it's genuine. And like, I feel a type of way about that person. So I'm never going to just be like someone else to work out with real quick.
Wow. No, I love that. Obviously, like you said, it's like you have connection with each and every person.
Yeah, like I do my first workout for free because I want to make sure like that this goes well. Because if if you don't like me or we don't get along or whatever, like that's not something I'm going to even do just even though I'm getting paid for it. Because in the end, you're not going to take anything I say seriously. You know,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're not feeling me, you know, or
right.
you don't feel my structure or whatever it is, like your goals aren't going to be met. Yeah, I'm still getting paid, but that bad energy is adding to my life or changing my life or impacting my life that I don't need that extra anyways, you know, so.
Right. No, I like that. Like, I mean, I can tell you're keeping it real now, so I never doubt that you don't have that genuineness. You know, I think that's wonderful. And again, I appreciate you sharing your story. And I hope you don't mind. For my last segment, I always like to close out my show with my Woman Crush Everyday segment because, of course, yes, I believe in girl power. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
we have our Black Girl Magic thing going on today. And continuing that, I want to honor today Jasmine Finlater Victorian. She's actually on the Jamaican bobsled team. And I want to honor her because she basically talked about the power of representation. She's actually a Jamaican Olympic bobsledder who was born here in the United States, but she is competing for Jamaica at this year's 2018 Olympic Games. But I like her answer to a question, and that's how I found out about her. She got asked a question about the importance of diversity in sports during a news conference, and she actually started to choke up and tear up in answering, and she said this. She said, it's important that little girls and little boys see someone that looks like them. And then she kind of started to pause and collect herself. And then she continued on. She said that talks like them, that has the same culture as them, has crazy curly hair and wears it natural, has brown skin included in different things in this world. When you grow up, you don't see that. You feel like you can't do it, and that's not right. So I thought that was so touching and so empowering because, you know, the Olympic Games right now, they have been under some scrutiny because there's still not a lot of diversity. I mean, especially even in the U.S. team, there's only, I think it was 10 African-Americans, and I think there's 11 Asian Americans on this year's team, and believe it or not, that's still actually the most diverse U.S. team we've had. And she's making history because she's a part of the first women's team to compete for Jamaica at the Winter Games. So I just thought, you know, she's inspiring. She's starting that standard. She's setting the bar high. And I mean, kind of, what do you think, you know, about her statement that she said about representation and why it's so important?
I mean, I literally agree with, like, every word that she is saying. That's, you know, that's something that's in the plus-size industry as far as modeling. That's something we hear all the time. I feel like in the fitness industry, I don't know. I don't know if there's necessarily a void. I think maybe in the mainstream, you know, I think it depends on what platform we're talking about. But, like, that is truth up and down. Like, I see, you know, my little niece, like, I mean, I seen her with a white Barbie doll. By no means am I like angry, but it was a conversation I definitely talked with my brother about, like, you know, there ain't no black Barbies to play with.
right.
What's the problem?
Because
like,
someone that looks like her.
Exactly, like her curly, and you know, my niece even, like, I had my hair in like two Afro puffs, and she even pointed out, she's like, Titi, I like your hair, like, she's five, you know what I mean? And for her to tell me, like, that my hair looked like hers, like, I felt some type of way about the hairstyle, but the fact that she was excited that my hair looked like hers, I'm just like, okay, you know, my niece, I totally will walk around with two Afro puffs today, you know?
Right.
So that is absolutely.
And it shows you that she's watching.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow.
That's probably the most important, because I think kids see these things and, you know, it definitely is going to resonate with her.
Wow, so well said. And I mean, Charity, was such a blast to have you on. I hope you had fun. I felt like it went so quickly, but you
I
were
know,
saying
right?
such great stuff.
Thank
it was a
you.
Pleasure to have you on. I hope to have you back, and I hope everyone checks out Curvy Girl Fitness. And before I let you go, can you give people one more time the information to find out more about you and Curvy Girl Fitness?
Okay, so you can go to the website, curvychickfitness.com, Instagram, curvychickfitnessofficial, and I literally will post anything I ever have coming up on both of those platforms. You will always
Perfect.
Find out events that are coming up, classes that will be offered. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Charity, thank you again. This is Charity Lynette of Curvy Chick Fitness, the CEO. And Charity, again, it was such a blast having you. And thank you so much again to your publicist, Ernest,
you.
For all he did to help arrange this. He's amazing. Keep him working
yes.
hard. He's
no,
amazing.
Oh, I will.
And for everyone listening, that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and, of course, jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously because there's always another play.
Advertisement and sponsorship opportunities are now available for Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio, WHAP. Become a part of the hottest new sports talk show in the nation's capital, fueled by one of the largest national sports radio networks. Hosted by award-winning sports personality Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Listen In with KNN brings listeners the latest trending topics in sports and in entertainment each week. So if you're looking to maximize your brand's exposure alongside the best local and national sports coverage, plus special live editions of Listen In with KNN from venues around the region, email Kelsey at kelseynelson@foxsports1340am.com. For more information about Listen In with KNN, visit foxsports1340am.com. Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio.